Welcome to Urban States, your bi-weekly dose of well-being and street art around Paris.
This week, I'll be introducing you to an official Paris greeter. The first in a three-part series, Meet Up, Walk With, and Talk Like a Paris Greeter. Could describe Paris greeters as the equivalent of slow cooking of tourism. In an attempt to show the more upbeat side of Parisians, alternative tourist site Montmartre Addict chose Pharrell Williams' song Happy as the soundtrack to their montage clip featuring typical Montmartre locals clappy dancing and falling about giggling in a YouTube video that's clocked up nearly 9,300 views. I met up with a happy Jean-Claude, president of the volunteer organization Paris Greeters. Jean-Claude, or JC, tells me he's lived in Montmartre for the past 30 years, and though he works full-time in banking, he also heads the volunteer group in his spare time. Because Paris Greeters aren't professional tour guides, instead they offer informal strolls and friendly walks. All the volunteers are tuned in to a Paris of their own imagining and offer their own individual version of the city.
No, we are not professional guides. We don't want to have a competition with the professional guides because we explain that we don't make visit of museum, and even if we work in the street, we don't explain history or architecture. It's only a friendly stroll with less than six, maximum six people, and we spoke as if we were friends.
And at a flaneur's pace, let's hear from JC again to tell you how he got hooked on the simplicity of showing people his own neighbourhood.
Even before the greeters, I did that with friends or with cousins, and each time I went to see them, someone said, "Ah, okay, you are from Paris. Tell me what to see." So I was making a plan, and if you come next month, call me, and we make a stroll in my area. So I was doing the greeter already 20 years ago.
JC recounts the time he greeted Filipino tourists who simply wanted to eat French cheese, and so off they went for an impromptu half-hour cheese tasting session. Likewise, a few weeks ago, a group of American visitors came to him looking for baguettes from an award-winning bakery in the Montmartre neighborhood, which had won the auspicious title of Best Baguette in Paris a few years back. Then there was the time he was guiding American teenagers who wanted nothing more than to just sit in a square up in Montmartre and eat their award-winning sandwiches.
Two young kids, they were about 15, and they were not interested at this age about many things, but to eat the sandwich with French baguette was the must. It was really something amazing.
As for their own awards, Paris Greeters are now amongst the first 100 organisations selected to be holders of the new city web domain .paris for offering a service in the public interest. It's a designation that essentially validates their role as ambassadors for the city. A role that also aims to undo the reputation that Parisians have for being smug and surly to tourists. Members of the online review site TripAdvisor, for instance, voted Paris Europe's rudest city.
And I think that we have a bad reputation in front of people very rude or very unpolite. But of course, we, with Paris and all the suburbs, we are 10 million people. Of course, we have people running every time and very cool. But we have also, we want to show that some Parisians are also very kind.
I then asked JC for the most memorable visitors he'd had as a Paris greeter.
One day I received people from Canada. They were a professional photographer. But they went as tourists, not as photographers. But of course, when you are a photographer, they have many camera, many material, yeah? And they, because they are a couple and they have a big bag with, I don't know, and also a foot for to put the big camera. And when I arrived at the top of Montmartre, I had a neighbor, and it was an old lady. Now she has just 100 years. She's not 100, but I don't know, it was 2 or 3 years ago. She went by car with her daughter, and it's true that she can look a little bit like an old French actress. And when we arrived and with the tourists, they wanted to photograph her, and so many people thought it was an actress, so they asked her, can I have an autograph? But not, it was only a neighbor, an old lady living in Paris.
It's
we have many stories like that.
The romance of Paris hit
yes. And people say, can you help me? A man working in a coffee said, can you help me to become an actor? I want to be an actor. And they say, no, I'm not an actress. But at the end, her daughter said, okay, you are right, I am an actress. She wasn't, of course.
Thanks, JC. To take your own straw, meander on over to www.parisgreeters.fr. or via their new city domain, www.greeters.paris. And to salute the reluctant superstar in JC's story there, here's the Lars, There She Goes. Join us again in 2 weeks on WRP for the second installment of our Paris Greeters series on urban states. You can also find me on Twitter at @UrbanArtsBoy.